Hello and welcome to the Crystal and Stone podcast,
where we discuss all things crystals and...
We're your hosts. I'm Dylan.
And I'm Jess.
Hello, hello.
Hey, everyone.
Hi. Welcome to Crystals and...
Travel. The borders are open.
The borders are open. We are ready to go.
Freedom!
If you... Yeah, now just to like save up for that trip
we've been waiting for. Jesus Christ.
But yes, it's about travel and in particularly how to incorporate crystals into your travel.
Absolutely. I feel like after... 2 and a bit years of not really being able to travel, I feel like travel anxiety is like on an all new high.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was talking to, like, actually recently Deb and I traveled, and that was one thing that she was just like, she's like, I don't even know what to do at the airport anymore. Like, what do you do?
Yeah. And everything is like automated now. You don't really talk to people.
Yeah. Mm. Well, depending. So today I have a story about that.
It was very about that.
And if you are watching, we have decided to video the podcast a little bit more as well to add a little bit of a video element to it. So if you're watching it, if you see me at the airport, this is what I look like. Literally the big headphones, the travel pillow, usually turned around like this because like that's how you're actually supposed to wear it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because like if you think about it, like, sorry, for those of you who are listening, like if you have your travel pillow with a little loop and then like tied up in the front, when you go down, it's like, okay, not very supportive.
True.
If you turn it around, boom, instant neck support.
Okay.
Genius. Anyway. Mm. Travel hack,
Use
two. Anyway.
Use two.
One in the front, one in the back.
Oh.
You're not going anywhere.
Accurate. Yeah. That's a good one.
I mean, you could always just go to your doctor and get like a neck brace. It's basically the same thing.
Over $100 in like medical bills / rebate, or just buying two like $15
travel bills.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are going to talk about travel. We're going to talk about some of our travel horror stories that we've had.
I feel like you have more than I do.
Oh, yeah. Well, travel stories then.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't really have hugely traumatic travel horror stories, knock on wood.
I have some good ones. I have some interesting moments that are in my traveling. And then we're going to talk about crystals that we recommend taking on the trip with you. And don't worry, we won't have your bag weighing over the weight limit.
Over the weight limit. My God, what if you put in these rocks? Well, actually.
I have legit had a TSA officer like stop me and be like when he went to lift my bag and was like, are there rocks in here? And I was like, yep. Whoops.
You need to sit.
But yeah. Also, we are joined today by Freddo.
If you're having a little sneak peek on the podcast Instagram and seeing some of the clips, you'll see her in the background of mine. I'm currently throwing her treats to keep her occupied because she is a border collie and needs a lot of attention and energy.
Energy?
Yes.
Beautiful. All right. So let's dive right in, or I guess more appropriately, let's take off.
Fly right in. Your emergency exits are here and here and here.
Exactly. So, let's start off. Jess, is there any time that you've been traveling and you're just like, what is going on here? What is happening?
The only semi-traumatic story that I have, and it's not even really that bad in the grand scheme of things, is on my way back from Florida in 2015 with my mom, my brother, and my sister. So the way that the flight was divvied up was it's from Florida, like Tampa. It's like an hour and a half flight to, I don't even remember, like a bigger airport, and then a 16-hour flight to Sydney, and then like the 5 hours from Sydney to Perth. So we did the like 1.5 hour flight. That was fine, no problem. We got onto the plane for the 16-hour flight, and we weren't taking off. few hours pass and like...
Wait, you're on the plane?
We're on the plane for like at least 3 hours, not moving, not anything. I don't know what occurred. I don't know if it was like an engine trouble thing or I'm not sure. We just weren't moving. And by the time they had, I guess they had like resolved the issue, unfortunately, because it had already been like 3 or 4 hours, the flight attendants like legally couldn't work for that 16-hour flight yeah. because it was going to go over whatever amount it is that they are allowed it's to like, work yeah. for. Yeah, so we all had to get...
We love our flight attendants.
Yes, we love our flight attendants.
We love you. We see you and respect yes, you. Yes,
absolutely. So, you know, fair enough. Like, got to keep in line with, like, labor laws and stuff. So we all had to get off the plane. We ended up doing a like 12-hour layover, but they put us up in a hotel for the evening.
Yeah,
so,
good.
So we got to have sort of like a 5-6 hour like sleep okay. in a hotel, and we were provided like hotel breakfast and everything as well. So we got to have a nice sleep in an actual bed, and then get onto the 16-hour flight. But then because that flight had been delayed, obviously our connecting flight from Sydney was like gone.
No.
So then we had to spend a night over, like overnight in Sydney. So again, that wasn't too bad because you had like a 16-hour flight, and then we got to have like a rest in a proper bed in Sydney and then fly the remaining 5 hours to Perth. So while at the time it was really like stressful because we were like, what is going on? What's happening to our connecting flight? Like blah, 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 blah. Like in the end, having that, what was going to be like 24 hours worth of like flying broken up into smaller bits with a nice rest on an actual bed in between actually like worked out pretty nice. So like it's nice to think about now, but at the time it was definitely stressful. And I know like my poor mother was probably like really stressed out because we all three of us were under the age of 18 at the time as well. Yeah. So like she's very much the adult in this situation. So
yes. Well, yeah, airports can be incredibly inconvenient and you definitely need a lot of patience.
Mm-hmm.
when you travel, Jess, are you one yeah. of the people that like arrive early, like
yeah.
go through everything, go
oh,
to
yeah.
find your gate?
Oh yeah, if I'm not 4 hours early to a flight, I'm late.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for understanding.
I definitely get that though from Ralph, my stepdad, because yeah. that's definitely a habit he ingrained in me like from being a child.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's so funny because like when Jaden and I travel, Jaden's like, oh yeah, it's an international flight. So like, you know, we can be like, we have to be there 2 hours early, but like yeah. anything before then is just ridiculous. And I'm like, no, it says like two to three, we will be there at 3 hours early. We will check in, we'll yeah. get past everything and we'll go to the gate. Make sure the gate exists.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make sure the gate exists.
It's true, though.
For real, though.
That
for
is a
real.
Vibe. That
yeah.
is a vibe.
Well, and also, you know, depending on, like, if you're flying back, like, other countries have different, like, security.
Mm-hmm.
Like security in America is bloody intense compared to Australia. I know that people like to make a lot of, like, jokes about, it's easier to smuggle like drugs into Australia than like an apple. but like comparatively, like America is intense compared to,
it's
I feel like Australia.
It's very intimidating. I find like when I've traveled to America, it's been like aggressive.
Yeah.
That's not to say Americans are aggressive.
No.
But, just like the like airport security
is really intense. Yeah.
Well, like, that's kind of like when I traveled to China.
Mm.
And I think this was the first time as, like, a little Canadian, even though I grew up hunting and, like, being around guns and things like that, the first time I saw, like a semi-automatic rifle or, like, it might have been an automatic rifle was when I was traveling to China.
Yeah.
And, China.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That
so
would be the
I
place
went,
that you would see a gun.
I went and traveled to China for, I went and visited the 2008 Olympic Games
nice.
In Beijing.
Oh, yeah.
And it was in the airport. They had like airport security, obviously, right?
Mm.
And they're just standing there with their guns.
That's so scary.
Right? And so like, and they're like all airport security. They just look bored. Like
yeah.
they're like, whatever, like you go on through and you're like,
am I about to get shot?
Right.
Jesus.
Yeah. Here's me being like, I hope they know that the jade in my pocket is totally legal. Yeah, no, it's fine. There was absolutely nothing wrong. My entire experience to China was beautiful.
Yeah.
But that was just like a standout moment because I was like, whoa, like I've never seen this before.
That kind of reminds me, the only other semi-stressful, but really it's more of a funny story than a stressful story, is we were traveling around America when I was 12 and my brother and sister were 9. And we get to like TSA. And we're going, you know, putting the bags in, doing the conveyor belt thing, blah, 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 blah. And my brother in front of like the TSA agent turns to my mum. It's like, how do they know if we've got a bomb?
Oh my God. So what a
And of course the TSA agent like thankfully is laughing because it's just a little kid being like
curious. But little boy thing to do. Yeah, like just be like,
yeah, like, this is the perfect time to drop the B word in an airport. Yeah, and, like, thankfully it was a TSA agent with, like, a sense of humor that day. He was like, oh, well, we've got these special machines that, like, x-ray your bags, and so we can see what's inside of them, and, you know, if there's something, like, that looks kind of suspicious.
Check it as an educational
moment. Yeah. But, like, we were all mortified, and we were like, this is it. This, like, this is when we get...
Yep.
Like detained. Yep. And
Guantanamo
our, like,
baby.
Yeah, and our tourist visas like get stripped from us. We have to call we have to go to the bloody Australian embassy and yeah.
Well, I do love a good like funny kind of like stressful story because like when I travel, so one of the things that I like to do when I travel is I love either A, to travel alone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that since like, you know, meeting Jaden. It's not something I do very often.
Mm.
But like, I think everyone should take some time to travel alone and just...
Traveling alone scares me.
Yes. Good. You should be scared. But at the same time, it's like... And I recognize my privilege as, like, a white man. Passing man, like, you know, the kind of thing. Like, so I can get away with a lot. But I do recommend, like, if you can safely travel alone or with a small group of friends, you definitely should. And, like, do the backpacking thing now that it's open. It is such a life-changing experience because you really have to rely on, like, the kindness of others and, like... really throw yourself into a culture when you don't really know what's going on and you learn through that. Like, I remember being in Italy and being at a train station and, you know, okay, so I'm sorry for the potty humor here, but like, you know, when you like, you've had a lot of pasta and cheese and you're like, oh, I'm fine. And then all of a sudden you're not fine.
Well, and, like, pasta in Italy is very different to pasta here because it's all fresh.
Yep.
There are no preservatives.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the stuff that clogs you up.
Yeah. So I'm backpacking through Italy, and I'm, like, at a train station, and I'm like, oh, no, not a public place. And then I'm like, okay, well, you know what? No one knows me here. It's fine. I'll just go. And I'm like, it's one of those ones where, like, you know you're going to be a while.
Yes.
So you're like, okay, well, my train isn't coming for an hour. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
And you go into the toilet. And all of a sudden, this, like, elevator door closes. And I'm like, did I step into a toilet from the future? Like, Terminator style? Like, I just, like, got teleported? And it's like an elevator. And the elevator door closes. And all of a sudden, a big timer comes on up above the door. And it's like, I think it had, like, 3 minutes on it or something like that. And it literally counts down the time. And so the entire thing looks like a metal inside of a metal, like,
elevator. That is so stressful.
Yes. I had anxiety poops. You can't, like, I was like, oh, no. Like, what am I going to do? Because apparently...
It's like a Jaws trap. Saw trap. Saw trap.
It literally was. But they obviously took inspo from that. Because what happens is once the timer goes down, it cleans the thing. So it sprays it with hot water to, like, disinfect and clean the toilet.
I mean,
so, like, nobody's manning the toilet.
Okay.
Which, honestly, from, like, a... perspective of like
from
keeping.
From a public health standpoint, like that's kind
of,
that's
it's great. Cool. The problem is when you've had lots of pasta and lots of cheese and you're like, oh, and you have to rush through this toilet to be like, oh lordy me. Like, yeah. So
see, I thought it was going to be a case of like the doors open.
They could have.
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess in your perspective, you don't know what the 3 minutes is counting down to. Is it counting down to just flushing? Is it counting down to like you're done, like doors are open, you know, whatever.
So that was my experience with the toilet in Italy. Sorry, Fredo's here.
We have a friend who's arrived. It's fine. We have a friend who's arrived. She's now stressed.
Fredo's like, so I wanted to be a part of this podcast. She's giving us
only 6 months old. Would you believe? That little bark comes out of it. Come over here. She's like,
you know what we should do? We should do crystals and pets.
We should. Fredo, that's enough. Come here.
For those of you driving while listening.
Oh my God. It's just a friend. It's just. I'm going to just settle for a second.
Okay, cool. I'm just
going
to pause it.
It is just. Okay, so it turns out all she needed was hugs. So she now has a very huggy friend. She's giving lots of kisses to, and it's all good.
I mean, relatable. So that was my experience with the toilet in Italy. But like, when it comes down to it, like you have these crazy experiences when you travel alone, and you're like, you just have to adapt, and you have to be ready to like be independent.
For sure.
I remember. When actually same trip when I was traveling and I was a little bit you know when you've like been on a plane for a long time and you've completely lost interest in like communicating with anyone else, you're like I'm either gonna read my book, watch my movie, listen to my podcast, Crystal and Stone podcast, whatever it is, and you're like, I just don't want to talk to anyone. So I pull out my book, and at the time, the book that I was reading was probably the heaviest thing in my bag. I was reading Dante's Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso as like one book. So it was like this big. So if you're watching,
it's huge.
It was massive. And I like flip it over, and it's like an annotated version. Like, you know, it has like the whole thing. And I was sitting beside this like older gentleman. And he just, like, kept giving me, like, looks, like, the eyes, like, he just kept being, and I could, like, see him looking at me, and I was like.
But you're just reading.
I don't know, I just, like, wanted to, like, blow him a kiss or something, just to, like, throw him off. And I look at him, and he's reading, like, I don't know, like, Jodi Picoult or something.
Look at him, he looks at me.
And he was reading some, like, a Jodi Picoult kind of like one, and
My Sister's Keeper.
I mean, don't get me. I have another story about reading that on an airplane. Anyway, but so he turns to me and he goes, "Aren't you a little young to be reading that?"
Oh, it's very nice.
And me, okay, I apologize in advance, but I turn to him and I go, "Aren't you a little old to be reading that?" And I just, you know, when you just have no shit, like, you know, fucks given.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah. So yeah, definitely reading on the airplane. I'm just like seeing Fred and like Kyle. actually, I wasn't going to bring it up, but reading My Sister's Keeper. So when I was traveling to China, my like group of friends that I went with, we all like one of us had it and we like passed it around because it was a long trip and we all needed something to read.
Yeah.
And it got to my turn and it was as we were flying back to Canada. And the way the seating arrangements had gone, because we were cheap queens and we were like, we're not going to pay for reserve seating. So we never sat together. But I was sitting beside a stranger. Yeah. And I get to the end. And I'm like, Dylan, hold it together. Like, you, and I'm like.
For those who have only seen the film.
Totally different.
The book has
totally
a completely different ending.
Completely different.
Completely
Go and look
different
it up.
Ending.
Devastating.
It's rough.
It is a rough book. Anyway. And so I get to the end. I'm like on the last like pages, and literally my like lip is quivering. I'm like, like, okay, Dylan, keep it together. There's like a random woman beside you, and I like have like the Blake Lively tear, like the like one beautiful, like the one beautiful tear coming down, and I'm trying to hold it together, and this woman just like stops, turns to me, and she's like, "It's okay, let it out." And I just burst into crying, like, on the airplane. It was a little embarrassing, but,
yeah. It's nice that, though, you were next to a very supportive bunkmate, for lack of a better word. Mm.
That's true. But, yeah. But when it comes to traveling, you definitely have to have some independence. You have to have some resilience and some patience.
Oh, man, do you have to have some resilience.
Yes.
Yeah.
I went to go visit my cousin in Spain.
Uh-huh.
She was teaching English.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, if she's listening, she's going to be so mad. So I went to go travel.
It's not like you're identifying which cousin.
That's true. She'll know, though. Anyway.
But so, everyone else won't.
That's true. That's true. Family listening is like, fuck. So I went to go to visit my cousin. She was teaching English in Spain. Mm. And she was teaching in this, like, town where, like, no one spoke English except for her and, like, her, like, year one, year two students. So, like, I went and visited them. They were really sweet, and they practiced their English on me. It was a whole sweet experience.
Yeah.
But the most fun of the whole thing was, like, going in there and being like, I don't know any of the language at all. At that point, I mean, I know, like, hola and, like, gracias and, like, things like that. But, you know, and people talking to you, and you're like, sure. And
then they, like, polite smile.
Yeah, and then like, they, like, bring you a plate of food, and they're like, there. And you're like, oh, like, cool. And, like, the trips that can take you on, like, these random people that I didn't even know the, like, what they were saying to me. Mm. We ended up traveling together with my cousin. She could translate it eventually. Down, and we ended up traveling and, like, staying in these random hostels that were castles and, like, just...
Nice.
Yeah, it was so cool, the people that you meet along the way. Or, like, we ended up going to Madrid, and there was, like, this, like, centennial party that we had no idea about. And it was just, like, the streets flooded with people just partying.
Yeah.
And so you're like, okay. And we went into this bar where it was, like... You just have to roll with the punch. Like, you're just like, okay, this is happening now. Let's go. I remember we were sitting in a bar, and it was like a pub. It's kind of style, like a cantina tapas bar. And we are sitting there, and we ordered like, oh God, what was it? Corona. We ordered like a bucket of Corona. Don't order a bucket of Corona in Spain. My advice for you is get like a cerveza con limón. It's like beer with lemonade in it. It is phenomenal.
Okay.
But we order Corona, and my cousin's like, oh, I just have to go to the toilet. And it was like downstairs. And so she like went downstairs. She didn't come back. And we're like, okay, so
she got snatched.
Yeah. Taken. I don't have a specific set of skills. throws a crystal at them. Like,
yeah, right.
And then so her friend was like, oh, like, I'm going to go check and see. Because at the point, it was just the three of us. It was like me, her friend, and my cousin. And her friend's like, oh, I'm going to go check on her. I'll go to the toilet and see where she is. And she goes. And I'm sitting with these bucket of beer for like half an hour. And I'm like, are they okay? Like, what has happened? Are they both gone? Like, my God. And so I walk down the stairs. I leave the beer and I walk down the stairs. And it's, like, on either side of, like, you go down the stairs and there's the toilets on either side. So I, like, call out and don't hear anything. And then if you go around, like, a little corner, there was another set of stairs down.
Yeah.
And so I go down even further, and there's a disco rave, like, an underground bar in this, like, underneath this pub, like, entirely mirrored and just, like, a DJ going freaking ham. And it was, like, soundproofed. Anyway, and they're both in there, like, with glow sticks and, like, their, you know, pupils as wide as whatever. And they're like, damn it! Oh, my God. I'm like, thanks for leaving me.
Like, I thought you'd all be taken.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, one of those things where you just kind of roll with it.
And roll with the punches.
Yeah, see where it takes you. You never know.
Christ. All right. Well, crystal advice for, traveling.
Yes, I definitely have some crystal advice for traveling.
My first and foremost piece of advice is don't bring your expensive one-of-a-kind pieces with you. I mean, unless you really want to, and I guess if they disappear, then they've served their purpose. But just lay like some clear quartz next to your precious one-of-a-kind pieces, like a week before you travel. Let that clear quartz take in all the good energy from your pieces of moldavite or whatever it may be, and take those and take that like little $4 piece of clear quartz with you, as opposed to your like $150 piece of Libyan desert glass or whatever.
Yeah, I totally agree. When it comes to traveling, I definitely think tumbles are your best bet. Or a necklace or like something jewelry.
Something you can wear.
As long as it's not really expensive jewelry, because I think, you know, then you have the potential for theft and things like that. And it doesn't matter where you go. Like, I've heard of like people like having their stuff stolen in Melbourne or like.
Yeah.
You know, actually the safest place I've never even thought about it was Bali.
Interesting.
To be honest. But yeah, like I know lots of people when they go to Italy and Spain and France, like, you know, they lose a lot of their shit to like theft, which just happens. So if you're going to wear crystal jewelry, don't opt for like the really super expensive stuff. I also really think bracelets, like kind of crystal bracelets are really handy because if you're going through like the airport terminal or whatever, you can just
rip it off.
Take it off. You don't have to worry about metal detectors and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, when it comes to actual you can pack crystals in your bag, but like, again, I don't recommend that as much unless it's like a small tumble or something like that. When it comes to actual crystals though, we definitely have a few tips on what you should and shouldn't bring. I'll go first. Yeah, first ones is tourmaline. I mean,
obviously. Gotta keep yourself protected.
I'm going to do like the like makeup. Like,
yeah. Gotta keep yourself protected. Like you're facing a lot of different energies, a lot of different people, a lot of different places. Like if you're staying in a hotel room, you know, lots of energies in there.
Yep. Go ahead, Jess. Do you have one?
Yeah. On a similar note of protection, I have Kambaba Jasper. So it's more like green and black, also known as Crocodile Jasper. So Kambaba Jasper is A for protection, but I also have it for calm and patience, which, you know, when if your flights get delayed or the like the taxi that you booked doesn't show up or, you know, inevitably, things occasionally don't go to plan.
Your flight gets delayed.
It's nice to have your head sort of like screwed on.
A little grounded.
A little bit grounded. Like, just go with the flow with it. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's my recommendation for a protection crystal.
Speaking of feeling a little bit more grounded and calm, my next recommendation is lepidolite. Nice. So lepidolite is this beautiful purple, like, and white speckled, little bling, hints of black in there, speckled crystal. I know I've recommended lepidolite quite a bit on the podcast.
That's a good one.
It is. It's a classic for a reason. It's very good for, like, calm, serenity, patience. It's also, I find it very helpful for sleep.
Nice.
So get that baby cleansed before you go on a plane and, like... Yeah, this one's going to, like, Xanax you. It's just, like, gone. Like, turbulence who? Don't know her.
Don't know her. Don't know her. Nice.
Yeah. Get yourself some lepidolite when you're traveling.
I mean, is it really a Crystal and Stone podcast episode if I don't talk about fluorite?
No. I don't think it counts.
No. I have a piece of fluorite for a few different reasons. A, for like, you know, positivity when you're getting a little bit like stressed out. It's a nice one to keep yourself sort of open to new opportunities and like seeing new things. I'm a type of person who likes to plan out a whole holiday minute to minute, but occasionally it's nice to let yourself just open up and just see kind of what happens. it's also a good one for memory recall. And I feel like, yeah, you know, remembering all the little bits and bobs that you've taken on the plane with you, or that you've put in your like hotel room.
Where's my passport again?
Yeah. Or like remembering like your hotel name to tell the like taxi driver, or like put into your GPS or whatever. So
yes, that's actually a really good point. It is so different in other countries, just the way that like either their street systems are set up, or like hotel name and things like that. We found that really difficult in Japan.
I asked my mom to send me her address because it's Ralph's birthday soon and then Mother's Day. So I wanted to like...
And your mom's in England.
And my mom's in England. And so she sent me her address and I was like, I know this is English, but like this seems to be like a completely different language. Like I don't understand how this address works.
Well, I mean, addresses here in Australia are different than Canada.
Yeah, I can imagine.
In the fact that like... So here you say like, I live in the suburb of Wangara, right? Versus like in Canada, I'd be like, oh, I live in Edmonton. Not like, you would be like, wait, you live in like Edmonton CBD? I'd be like, no, like the whole thing is called Edmonton. And then you have like your street numbers and stuff like
that.
Also our postal codes, you guys got the better postal code system, like 6065. That's great, like the easy to remember. Ours, what was mine? It was like T6R3V2 or like something.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
Like that in London, I'm and like, I was like, what?
What is happening that? Here?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Who developed the system? All right,
not cute.
My next crystal is serpentine. I'm recommending serpentine because for independence. For that kind of, again, going with the flow, growing out of yourself and growing into new experiences, shedding off the old, in with the new, and being able to stand up for yourself kind of thing when you're traveling. That's definitely one of my go-tos when I'm traveling as well.
I have some orange moonstone. Orange moonstone, A, has a bit of like feminine protection, but it's also a nice one for flexibility. So again, when your plans like don't go to, when your plans don't go the way you thought, or you know, you're opening yourself up to experiencing new things or whatever, I feel like this is a nice one to have with you as well.
That's definitely a great
also one. To help keep your like emotions like balanced when you might feel a little bit apprehensive when things don't go the way you thought, and you know.
Well, that and you're out of your element, right? Like there's some moments where you're like traveling and
you get a bit of like culture shock and
and it's not even like a bad thing. It's just like it's good to have some flexibility on that. Yeah. My last one actually has to do with that as well, as I'm recommending pink Botswana agate.
Nice.
Normally I recommend pink Botswana agate for overwhelming emotions, for moments of grief, and you know, being able to stay positive through those transitions. But the reason I'm recommending it is because it's so good at kind of smoothing over like really difficult transitionary periods. I keep this on me when I'm flying because for me, that is a deep transitionary period where I'm like, get this over with. I am done.
Yeah.
But yeah. So. Nice. Shout out to the flight attendants again, though, because, like, we appreciate you.
I know, they're such legends, and, like, and the crap I imagine they have to deal with. My last recommendation is Atlantisite. Atlantisite sort of helps to, like, remove stagnant energy. So, again, I feel like that's very prevalent when you're, like, traveling. You're, you know, you're experiencing new things. You know, getting rid of the old and with the new. It's great for like openness. So again, keeping yourself open to the things and the people and the foods and whatever that you're about to experience. And a good one for like energy. So, you know, like traveling is tiring.
Traveling is tiring.
And like not even to count like jet lag. It's just a tiring feat. And then on top, you're like 10 hours behind or whatever.
Jess, you said you're like someone who likes to plan out a trip.
Oh, yeah.
Like every minute of every trip.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. Aries.
Type A personality. A for Aries.
I'm like a combo. So I will plan one or two things for the day and be like, so let's say prime example was like Japan. I was like, okay, on like this day, we are going to go to Harajuku And we're going to go to Shibuya. Mm-hmm. And anything in between just happens.
Yeah.
So, like, but these two things need to happen. Like, we need to get from here to here at some point during the day.
Yeah.
And that was honestly, for me, really, really great because mm-hmm. it was, like, I think it also depends on where you go.
Yeah.
But, like, Tokyo was so good for that because it was,
Tokyo,
like...
Drift.
And it was so good because there's so much to see and there were so many different things to experience. Like, I never would have gone to Akihabara, which is, like, the anime mm-hmm. and video game district, mm-hmm. if I hadn't kind of just, like, winged it. Yeah, and, like, went with the flow of it. Which you could spend all frickin' day there, like... Plan your trip around that. although the maid cafes were a little much for me.
I didn't go to one when I was there.
I opted to, I was like, got offered to go to a maid cafe. Okay. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do instead? I'm going to go to a hedgehog cafe.
Yeah.
It was very cute. Nice. I had an albino one. Anyway. But yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so those are the crystals that we recommend for travel and that we carry around with us for travel. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Manifestation minute.
Time for manifestation minute. So I'm going to go first, if you don't mind.
Please.
I am manifesting more trips in my future. Yes. I want to travel more. I'm going to back to Japan in October, which I'm very excited for. I would love to have the possibility to go back to Canada sometime soon just to mm-hmm. visit family. And my friend is getting married, so I'd love to go for that, but I'm not sure that that's in the cards right now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you'd love to sponsor the Crystal and Stone podcast, we are accepting. Oh my God,
crystals in Canada?
Yeah, oh my God. It'll be like a film, like a vlog.
Yeah, it'll be great. on the subject of travel, my sister and Caitlin, her fiance, and Zoe, who also works here, they're all over in Egypt at the moment, seeming to have the time of their life. So I'm manifesting that they have an amazing time and get back home safe.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you know if they've actually took any crystals with them? I mean, I would not be surprised.
Did you see their, like, they did like a goddess like altar and they had their like crystal ankhs?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, with them. I'm sure they've got crystal jewelry and I'm sure they've brought some other things with them as well. But
I mean, I feel like it'd be criminal to go to Egypt without like lapis lazuli on you.
Right.
Like, I feel like that.
Sacrilege. Yeah. For sure.
Beautiful. Well,
that's the episode, my love.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us.
Took yourself out there.
I know. I was like, whoa.
Week so snatched.
Thank you so much for joining us for Crystals and Travel. Hope you enjoyed it. And we'll see you for the next one.
See you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Crystal and Stone podcast.
Make sure to follow, like, or subscribe for all your crystal needs.
Next time, we'll be talking about crystals and...
You'll have to tune in to find out.